How about that one from Todd Delaney? It's called Your Great Name. You're listening to the Wade Hampton Show on KAYT, KQJO-FM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. On this Monday, February 10th, it's Umbrella Day. Umbrellas, the useful device that's been with us for quite a long time. Exactly how long? Well, the umbrella was first sighted in around 21 AD in ancient China. And it keeps the rain off of you and keeps the sun off of you, too. The umbrella, a wonderful invention. And today is a great day to use it. We've got thunderstorms in the forecast for the balance of the day. Praise the Lord. Are you ready for clue number two in Bible Jeopardy? Put who is or what is in front of your response. Here it is. What ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters? What ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters? Was it the Egyptian army? Was it Nebuchadnezzar's chariot? Was it Balaam's donkey? Or was it a herd of swine? What ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters? Was it the Egyptian army, Nebuchadnezzar's chariot, Balaam's donkey, or a herd of swine? Put who is or what is in front of your response and get with me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. And we're going to find out what that answer is coming up in just a moment. Bree Babineaux is on the way with Baptize Us Again right now. The group Fire with Again.
A chain breaker, a hero to all those in need, a healer, provider. I can count on you to be there for me. Master, creator, you're the potter and I am the clay. The answer to every question, accomplished when I lose my
Let's go.
This is Pumpin'. The hits you love on your hit music station.
K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M.
New music now.
What we feel inside, this hunger that won't die. It's undeniable how much we need of you. This is our heart's desire.
She's Brianna Babineau, Baptize Us Again, K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. We are talking about ways to incorporate, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good into your life. One way you can do that is when you're pressed with difficulties, begin to praise the Lord. You know, when you highlight the goodness of God and the blessings He brings in our lives, it makes our face look right. Gratitude and worship have the power to lift us out of the doldrums. King David knew that he was powerless without God, and everything that he accomplished was set forth by God's hand. So expressing our acknowledgement of his hand on our lives is important. And we also have to look at what we've learned. King David coupled a talent to write with hard work to develop a skill in writing songs. When we work hard with the talents God has given us, he teaches us. God is faithful to discipline us in different moments and grow us from it, so that in a time of need, we'll have it. So we have to look to what we've learned, and when we're pressed with difficulty, we begin to praise. That's how we incorporate or taste and see that the Lord is good in our lives. In case you had not heard the correct response to clue number two in Bible Jeopardy, well, here it is. What ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters? Was it the Egyptian army? Was it Nebuchadnezzar's chariot? Was it Balaam's donkey? Or was it a herd of swine? Matthew 8:32 gives us our answer. And if you responded, what is a herd of swine? You would be correct, my friend. What is a herd of swine? Coming up at the top of the hour, Pastor Stanley Mathis and Paradise Ministries from the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. We've got more Bible Jeopardy coming up next hour, and birthdays and anniversaries too, plus much more music. So please stay right where you are. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe.